Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The changing face of London's boroughs is always a hot topic. As the gentrification of areas accelerates, can a symbiotic relationship between locals and newcomers always be achieved? And how much do we really know about our local bustling markets? Monocle's Helena Geriat delves deep into one of Hackney's oldest markets to find out how much has changed.
Hello, darling. What's he up to today?
Wandering down Kingsland High Street in the heart of East London's cultural hub, it's easy to see why people have flocked here over the years and chosen to call Dalston their home. In fact, my own sister moved to the area a few years ago, and like her, I've fallen in love with the place. Immediately, you're hit by a wall of noise, whether it's the 38 bus beeping its way through the hordes of people rushing to get to Dalston Kingsland train station, or a group of teenagers walking into a Turkish restaurant to grab a kebab, or late-night revellers chatting under the flickering red UV sign of pizza joint Voodoo Rays. It's not the smell of freshly baked dough and sizzling doner that grabs my attention, but instead, it's the sounds of Ridley Road Market. It's a thriving market that's been around since the 1880s, and today has over 150 stalls offering a fusion of Afro-Caribbean, Asian and European goods. It originally started with around 20 stalls, and at that time was in Kingsland High Street, before it moved around the corner to Ridley Road when a tram line was installed. However, today's multicultural throng of cheerful visitors gives no sense of the market's darker history. In 1949, Oswald Mosley, leader of the British Union of Fascists, was released from internment and began reviving the Union, which had flourished in Jewish areas such as the East End before the war. Ridley Road Market drew crowds of 700 people to hear Mosley and his black shirt fascists rage against the so-called alien menace. Someone who knows a lot about the market's history is Brian, an owner I spoke to who has run a shoe store for 40 years and has seen a change or two.
When I first used to come down here, it was a very busy market, extremely busy. There wasn't any spaces for any casuals that used to come in. It was completely full, probably about 160, 170 stalls, and every day was very, very good, very busy. And it is a very cosmopolitan area. You do get regulars come in here. They do come. I mean, it is a food market. I mean, that's what it was known for many years, although I've always sold footwear. I've always done well down here. I do get regular customers come back all the time from far afield.
Brian's love for the market shone through, and not because of the sheer amount of years he'd been there. I spoke to Alex the plant man, who had only worked at the market for a year, but had been given the chance to turn over a new leaf.
This is my hobby that I turned into a business. I was an estate agent. It's the most soulless job on this earth. I hated it, did not enjoy myself. So literally one day went into the office, told the boss, don't want to be there anymore. The next day just came into this market, checked out and said I'd signed up and started. I didn't know if it would work, it was just a hobby, but I thought London needs a bit more plants, a little bit more greenery. Beautiful, love Ridley Road. All the Hackney, Camden, they're good areas. London is good in general, but obviously you could do with a little bit more support and help from local government or public sector offices, of course. I think they should be encouraging more things, not discouraging. And you see a lot more people doing this, especially now there's problems with the high streets and so on and so forth. There will be a regeneration, very good sense of community. You got everyone from all walks of life. You can see everything on Ridley Road, from the west down to the far east, everything. Yeah, you got everything and everything in between. And I think you got a good sense of community, good different people from all different backgrounds, everyone's different education level, and that's nice. That's what London's all about. You got London on Ridley Road.
Alex's energy was felt by much of the younger generation working in the market, especially when I went to meet Kerry Maisie, who set up Ridley Road Market Bar in 2011, a tropical joint plonked right in the middle of the market strip.
I moved to London in 2005, and Ridley Road was actually one of the first places that I discovered when I came to London. A friend walked me down the market around closing time, so it's like this chaos of things everywhere and it looks like the messiest place in the world. And we walked down the market and we went for dinner and then we walked back and it was just the cleanest street I've ever seen. So I was like really blown away by the transformation that happens every day. Just the dynamic nature of the space, like how it changes every single day. And so I just thought that's somewhere where I would actually really like to spend time every day. We're only open in the night time, so we kind of take over when the market closes down, which is, it's a really symbiotic relationship. It's really nice. And we've got a gallery a couple of doors down, so they have events every now and again. And then we've got studios of artists. There's 60 artists next door to us, so there's all of these elements kind of all come together and they make, you know, it's a really, really special culture down here.
It's not just for the young. And while the gentrification of the area has seen a surge of trendy restaurants and bars, it hasn't deterred the community who built Ridley Road Market from the bottom up over the years. Pete has been stationed here since he was 8 years old.
Get a lot of people down here. I mean, Saturday is your main day now. We used to be like, Thursday was a good day, Friday was a good day, Saturday was a very, very good day. But now it's just, you rely on Saturdays now. I'm 74 and I'm still here. A lot of people retire my age.
For Monocle, I'm Helena Jarit.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Helena Jarit for this week's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rubello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.